I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, a Navy reservist who wanted to be a pilot and ended up in the NFL instead. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced this week that the league will spend $100 million on concussion research. $60 million of that will go toward improving football equipment. Don't we already know that better helmets are not going to prevent concussions?
Well, I'll tell you, if they can find a material out of which they can make football helmets that prevent concussions, they should not waste time with football and just make body armor, because there is no way you can play professional football as it is presently constituted and not get concussions. There's no way.
Some members of the House want a closer look at claims that the NFL tried to unduly influence concussion studies. What are the concerns in the halls of Congress?
Well, in May, some Democrats on the House Energy and Commerce Committee charged that the NFL was monkeying with the research, including trying to get a $16 million grant pulled from Ann McKee, who's been the doctor, you know, at the front of this here at Boston University. And now the Republicans want an investigation into it. So I think we're reaching a
piece of bipartisan
amity here.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
It would appear that the NFL's Las Vegas gambit just might pay off in a very big way. This week, a Nevada oversight committee recommended $750 million in public funding for a new stadium for the Raiders. That's a lot of money. How are they going to come up with that?
What, in Las Vegas? Who knows?
I can't imagine.
I mean, I have no idea, but I suspect the slot machines will be paying off less often the next few years. Surprisingly, the Southern Nevada Tourism Infrastructure Committee recommended raising the hotel tax so they could spend it on the stadium.
Sure. I read this week of the first football player to lose an endorsement because he took a knee during the national anthem, and it was not Colin Kaepernick, right?
No, it was Brandon Marshall, a linebacker in Denver, who's not lost one but two endorsement deals because he was kneeling for the national anthem, and he intends to keep doing it.
Longtime Dodgers play-by-play guy Vin Scully will retire at the end of this season, and he has said he doesn't want to say goodbye 12 times. How would that have been even a possibility?
Well, he's not going to call the playoff games, which is really too bad.
Yeah.
And I hope he can be induced to say goodbye at least 4 times if the Dodgers make the World Series.
Charlie, the White Sox are not going to be in the World Series this time around, and they don't care. They'll go down in history this season anyway, right? They set a record the other night, and of course, they had some four-legged help.
I love this story. They set a record for the most dogs in a baseball game. They invited fans because there's always plenty of good seats
still available
for the White Sox games this year. They invited fans to bring their dogs, and by God, the fans turned out.
Thousands.
It was amazing. They claimed, by the way, that 1,122 dogs were present, and I hope they all had a good time.
I'm sure they did. Dogs always have a good time as long as they're not left home.
Yeah.
Paralympians are not supposed to be as fast as Olympians, at least as I understand it, but 4 Paralympians ran the 1,500-meter race at the Paralympics in Rio faster than the guy who won the gold medal at the Olympics. How'd that happen?
Well, first of all, the 4 we're talking about are blind. So speed was not a thing, and the 1,500 is basically a strategic race anyway. So good for them, though. I mean, it's an interesting question now.
It is. It's fascinating.
As to whether or not these guys should be allowed to run the real Olympics.
Yeah, at least in that case. Washington Capitals superstar Alex Ovechkin said this week that he doesn't care if the NHL will participate in the 2018 Winter Olympics. He's going to play for Russia anyway.
That's right, because he has always lived in the Republic of Ovechkin. I think this is great. Let him find him, and Alex can, you know, go home and get the Russian mob on the NHL's behind.
Step one in Ryan Lochte's attempt to rehabilitate.
Sports!
It is not! He's an athlete and he was dancing. And that was step one in his attempt to rehabilitate his reputation. Took place on Monday on Dancing with the Stars. And it didn't go particularly well, I guess.
No, it didn't. Apparently there were protesters who stormed the stage.
Of course they did.
And at least 5 of them are now in the semifinals. No, that's not true. I made that one up. Yeah, Ryan Lochte is going to be a pariah for a while, I'm afraid.
And finally, Charlie, we have heard of basketball games in domed football stadiums and on aircraft carriers and in all sorts of other strange places. But I think maybe San Antonio Spurs guard Tony Parker has really upped the ante on this new territory.
Yeah, he brought the French team he plays for up to the top of a glacier, almost 2.25 miles above sea level in the Swiss Alps, where it was 37 degrees. And can I say it, Bill? They were very cold from the field in that game.
I'm just happy to learn that there still are some glaciers.
That's a great thing. And, of course, we're going to turn them all into basketball arenas now.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated these days, and he joins me each week on All New Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you, Bill.